Mate, you've been in town for the big soccer match last night. Everybody's talking about. Big crowd too, over 3,000 people.
Amazing, and especially on a really rainy and wet night, to get that many people there, two games in a row, so over 6,000 people over the two games is a fantastic effort.
And that's fantastic. Unbelievable, considering you don't think of soccer as a mainstream sport, particularly here.
And that's why the FFA Cup's been so good for the sport. It's brought everyone together, and you've seen big crowds across the country, and they say the magic of the Cup, because so many magical things happen. You see these sort of club teams upstaging A-League teams and all sorts of things going.
So tell us a bit more about the game itself for last night. How did it play out? The boys put up a good fight?
Really good fight, and to take a team to full-time at nil-all was absolutely awesome. A team like Bentley Greens, who made the final four of the FFA Cup a couple of years ago and took on Perth Glory and A-League team. So that was fantastic to start with. Unfortunately, the goalkeeper, Nico Giansopoulos, got injured, and he was unbelievable all night. And when he went off, we unfortunately let one slip through the goals.
Yeah,
but
okay.
The boys have to be so proud of their effort. They were unbelievable.
Wow. And they are humble, aren't they?
Very humble, yes. Mm. Yep, no, they really are. And they've had a magical season. They've taken out the NPL title, the Statewide Cup, obviously. They've got the NPL finals to come. They're still in the League Cup. So the season it keeps on giving, really.
Yeah, wow. And yeah, next year, again, can we see them get this far up?
Absolutely. I reckon that'll make them hungrier for more now. Yep. They'll want to go deep into the tournament next year.
Oh, such
we'll
a shame.
We'll have people wanting to come to Tassie to play for the Devonport Strikers. We're on the map now.
That's right. And these guys, I reckon we'll lose them because they've been so good. A-League teams will be watching these guys, so we're going to have to bring in some new players as well.
Yeah, wow.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Well, there's a message in there as well for any up-and-coming youngsters who think that soccer might be a sport for them. We tend to focus so much on AFL as a sport. But it is really becoming, I think, more popular in Tassie, soccer, especially among young people.
Definitely. AFL would be a little bit scared, I reckon. We know soccer is really popular at a junior level, but it's getting bigger and bigger.
And girls too.
Pardon my ignorance, but is soccer seasonal? Because summer's coming up. Is this a great opportunity for people that are going on school holidays to perhaps find a clinic that's going on around the place?
It is known as a winter sport, but obviously the A-League's in summer, so it's quite funny how that works. But I'm sure there's some sort of tournament on during the summer months too.
Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping on by. It's obviously big enough for you to hit the north of the state. Big trek back to Hobart for you now in the horrid weather.
I feel as though we can't have Breno in the room and not just touch on AFL, even just for a minute
Okay, you can go there.
we're at the point where we finished the rostered rounds, so we've got to get a premiership pick from you. Who do you reckon?
Sydney, I think. Yeah. I think it's going to be too hard to beat. They can beat teams anywhere. I reckon they can win in Melbourne, in Adelaide, in Perth, wherever they have to go. They're just a dominant force.
Wrong answer.
Well, you guys will be all right, so.
Yeah, you ask.
You'll be up and about.
Good on you, Breno. We'll catch you Monday morning.
Thanks, guys.